morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
After that first 30 minutes, did anybody else run out and go get some Burger King?
Yeah, we should have.
Did
but
you?
Yeah.
You left the show for half. How long did it take you to get there? Or did you send D out?
No, I sent D out.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Good for you.
Bravo.
Oh, yeah, it was a good Burger King.
You should have told her to get you some McDonald's, too, and make your own goddamn sandwich.
Honey.
Thanks, Burger King, for that story.
It's working.
Honey,
and dinner.
I need you to go to two different fast food restaurants and make me a combo sandwich.
What are you, fucking Big Kev?
Yes.
She wasn't going to go for that, because when she went to go get it, I went to go buy a pack of cigarettes earlier. I had her bank card in my pocket the entire fucking 20 minutes, first 20 minutes of the show while she was gone.
It was great. Why do you do that? See, how do you supposed to get your Burger King?
I didn't. And if she had to come back and get it and then leave. But now I have my Burger King, and this is great.
It sounds like you wildly inconvenienced her, and yet she still brought you food.
Yeah, I did. And Burger King can go ahead and forward me a paycheck.
And that's weird after that whole praying mantis sex thing you guys do, that she still does that for you, considering you bit her head off 2 weeks ago. So, you know, that's not bad.
Yeah, she is dead.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. And you could always get in contact at morelikeradio.com/live. And also, by the way, Dennis is working overtime to get this new site up, by the way. So it's going to be nice. All this garbage of dealing with GoDaddy is going to be gone for a while. Sorry, I'm still venting.
GoDaddy, more like no daddy.
That's really good. Joined as always by Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez, although she probably didn't want to be called Lopez today because she got the fury of me being frustrated when she walked in, and it was totally unfair.
Just call me Marie.
Just call her Marie. John the Laser Santeri. Not to be confused with Johnny Cake Santeri. He's only on Dutch and Royce.
Exclusively.
And Sean Running Waters is joining us today.
I should probably unmute my mic.
That'll help. That'll help a little bit. Chill, Dutch Van Winger. I like it. Yes. Let the party begin.
Remember when like St. Louis rappers were like awesome for like a year?
What was your third favorite
guy from Atlanta?
It wasn't
Chingy and Nelly, and all those guys are from the Lou, and I'm proud.
What's your third favorite member of the St. Lunatics?
Murphy Lee.
Murphy Lee's also from there, too, yeah.
I was just about to say, not counting Murphy Lee or Lenny. Or Nelly.
Whatever happened to Murphy Lee? I didn't mind him.
Oh, he got a sex change. He's now Murphy Brown, the black version.
No.
Hot!
Not many people know that. Very little known fact that I just made up right now.
Here's another fact. After that song was a hit, Holiday Inn changed their name to El Placido down here in South Florida.
Well, that's just a sex motel.
Well, the thing is, they spelled it Holiday, D-A-E, and then Inn was just I-N. So they
I call it Hollerday Inn, because I holler at the hotties at the hot tub there.
Holla.
Don't do that.
You don't holler?
Don't go to the hot tub. There's so many like diseases in it.
It looks like egg drop soup, I know. So real quick update, site update, station update. Dennis has been working like a slave to get the new site up because we had...
I'm a slave for you.
Apparently,
what Ukrainians do in their spare time.
Apparently, we've been blowing up because somebody has been trying to hack our website. This is for real now.
We got hacked,
yo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for real. But anyway, we fixed.
Oh, great. All my dick pics. Fuck.
We fixed it. But we're moving over to a site that doesn't suck because GoDaddy is the worst thing that's ever happened to the internet ever.
They're just the blurs.
And I vicariously.
Instead of GoDaddy, is it called Leave Mommy?
I. No, that is the African American website. So that's where Black People Meet is on. And not M-E-E-T, it's M-E-A-T. They sell pig's feet and chitlings and stuff.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, wrong website. If you're trying to date there, you just get a nice pig's head. But yeah, what was I saying? Oh.
Something racist.
That we're upgrading more like radio.com.
Oh, by the way, look at the chat room. I have these nice colorful underwear. Look how nice my butt looks.
What the hell is hanging off of your leg?
Oh, no, that's just a toothpaste stain on the mirror.
Is this tampon?
Okay. Oh, I was going to say it looks like a feather of some sort.
You were sending a fax,
well,
Royce.
Dutch, only feather down pillows on my bed. But it is cute. But you know, after I posted it on Facebook, I realized many women and men told me that I have a girl's butt. And I do have a tiny butt.
You have the tiniest butt.
I have
America.
A tiny butt.
You have the tiniest butt.
Yeah, you're just, it's
butt.
Like, it's hips, then thigh.
Right?
There's really nothing in
I should be ordering pumpkin spice lattes at a Starbucks. That's how white my hips are. Because it's not good. It's not. Well,
good for you, because I have a goddamn fucking pog.
Oh, shut up. John has a big butt because it's all muscular.
John has a bubble butt. Royce has an Asian butt.
I have an Asian butt.
I feel that if I was a female, I would have a fat ass and no tits.
I have an Asian butt is that when I look at it, I want to commit suicide. Anyway, we're in. Yeah, and Dennis, man, he...
Butt. That's it up the town castle. Butt.
So, yeah, we're moving over to Bluehost, and we're going to have a WordPress site. It's going to be so pretty. New chat, everything. It's going to be fantastic. So stay tuned for that. And GoDaddy could go suck a cock. And I was going to say, I vicariously hate Danica Patrick because of that fucking company.
Yeah. Well, I guess what Royce is really trying to say is pay attention to us on Facebook and Twitter over the next week and a half, because you may need to receive some updates.
And that's not, by the way, it's not going to affect any downloads or the tune in or anything like that. It's just the website itself. We're switching over to a better hosting company that's not in fucking everyone. GoDaddy's those companies, and I'm sure you can relate, you've always called one of those companies where they, especially when you get tech support, they sound so upset that you're stupid. Like, they just talk down to you. And
it's
just
I've been
like,
getting talked down to forever because I'm not a developer, but I have to figure out why the site's not working anymore. And they're just like, I actually got, well, I think somebody was stalling for time to look up my information, the explanation of how websites are delivered to my computer screen via ISP providers.
Oh, really?
Like, no. The whole explanation. Like,
no. What about the lady about the coffee shop, too? That bitch. She was like, oh, it's like a coffee shop, but it's not delivered. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, I got the explanation of, you know, it's like how you go down a road and, that was your coffee shop. Yeah, she was saying, like, there's a coffee shop down the road and you always go a certain way and you never realize that you can't get to this one other thing because this one road is damp. I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm like, bitch, fix my website. I don't need to hear your analogy. Could you fucking fix it? Like, seriously, we
it
all
was
just
an awful analogy to begin with.
It was not good.
It was not good.
Was
not good.
So that's coming, and it's gonna be huge.
We're gonna be really excited because a WordPress site means that we can update it more frequently and better.
Also, I can't believe what I'm gonna say is hippojuice.com. They're gonna move over to that site too. I'm turning that into a WordPress. That is going to be a site where we're going to start writing some fun blogs. And of course, I know Sean's going to help me because he's good at that. But we're going to write blogs. Everyone's allowed to scream about whatever they want. The only rule is everything can't be a list.
Hippo juice, nigga.
Do I have to write for that?
Everything be a list. I heard you.
No, Sean, you could wrong for that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No problem.
You want a list of most of...
Right. I'm glad your mic was muted because you were eating a shitbag.
So
I'm conscious.
So what you're saying is, Mike...
what he's trying to say is he wishes you were unconscious.
I got it. It was very mean, but I got it. Yes, Marie.
So you're saying that what I should write is just the top 10 things that I found on Kill Marie with cuteness?
Yes.
That'd be fine. People would actually probably like that. We always talked to Mitch about that because he posts stuff on Nger. And on Imgur, that is such a finicky site. Like, some of the stuff you barely try and everyone loves, and when you put something into it, it's like, you fucking asshole. I'm like, please, it's a picture of a duck. Why don't you fucking calm down? Don't make it political.
Yeah, you dick.
You fucking look at Dutch's, but Dutch has a nice butt. She doesn't have a girl's butt.
Yeah,
going
but
back
that's
to butts.
That's like Dutch 10 years ago butt though.
How's your butt now, Dutch?
I'm sure his butt
now
is like a bag of
I just
want to
see what it looks like.
Okay, hold on. You tell me.
Hold on.
Let me tilt the camera down.
No, I can see. Oh, yeah, tilt it a little, Ben. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. This is a weird camera. I actually have to. Hold on.
Yeah,
let's see.
Alcoholism is not kind.
No. Doesn't help. Does not help. Kind of like when you decide to lose 100 pounds after you're 30, you realize, man, I always looked a lot better.
This is very flattering because I'm wearing board shorts.
Pull the shorts down. Let me see your butt, please. Thank you. Butt's allowed. Dutch has a nice butt. Congratulations. I like it.
Ooh,
nice butt.
Bouncy.
Yeah, it's a nice butt. It's kind of bouncy, but the board shorts are kind of holding it up. I know what he's doing.
It's called butt magic, Royce.
Butt magic. That's Dutch's
new MySpace magic.
That's Dutch's.
Any relation to
it's called a
magic?
Butt bra, yo.
That's Dutch's new LP is coming out. It's going to be called Butt Magic.
Butt magic.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of farts.
I don't know. Somebody posted on Facebook a bumper sticker that just said "Butt Stuff 2016" for
because the tagline says "Try new things."
Yeah. So
there you go.
I'm voting for Butt Stuff.
Butt Stuff.
Butt Slam.
Should run with the cat, Limber Cat McCubbins.
Oh, Limber Butt McCubbins.
Limber Butt McCubbins?
Limber Butt McCubbins.
Limber Butt.
Hashtag
How
Meow is the Time.
How do we not remember the candidate we're voting for?
Meow is the Time,
hashtag
guys.
Hashtag Meow is the Time.
Meow is the Time.
Yeah. Wait a second. We're voting for a candidate?
Yeah, for a cat.
For a cat.
Were you there that week? Yeah, it was a cat that's actually officially running, and that's our official
we're voting for
like radio candidate.
Yeah, Limber
we're jumping right into the political fray here.
So we're not going to get behind Kanye West?
No, because his first lady looks like a penguin from the second movie. Have you seen those pictures?
I'll get behind him because people will be firing my way.
That's a good point, but no. Yeah, he announced that he announced three things when he was in the VMAs. I didn't watch them, but I was on Facebook.
That his wife isn't a hobbit?
No. That
How do you know you're not a hobbit,
hey,
bitch?
Hey, bitch, tell me why you're not a hobbit again. No,
Hey, bitch,
is
remember
he a
that time
fish?
That you left with them dwarves to go kill that dragon?
Oh, right. I love you, love you.
Love
oh,
you
okay. Well, she said it is not a dragon, therefore she is not a hobbit.
So, he announced that he is running for president.
She's a beautiful woman.
He's just dicking around, right?
No, he said, 2020, though. He's giving himself some years. He's running for president in 2020.
I'm down.
And he also talked shit on Justin Timberlake, right?
Wow, I never would have expected
something
him
like
to
that,
talk
yeah.
shit on anyone. That's
yeah.
not like Kanye West.
He talks some shit on Justin
Why would he
Timberlake.
Talk shit on
I
Justin Timberlake.
Know.
Everybody likes him.
Because Justin Timberlake doesn't go out and say stupid shit like the rest of those dudes.
Because Justin Timberlake has the hottest wife on the planet.
Well, that too.
He does
I agree. Agreed. That is my number one female crush. I love
oh, yeah,
Jessica. Is that your favorite?
Justin Timberlake is my favorite in a wig.
Oh.
Oh, you thought I was saying his wife. I'm sorry. It was confusing.
Yeah, I got thrown by that
That's
one.
On me. I hope he's bye, right, guys?
No.
Huh? Guys?
No.
Guys?
I hope he's bringing sexy back.
Love it.
Guys?
What was the third thing Kanye said?
This is why we're twos.
I forgot. Something about being stupid? I don't really remember. I mean, I know that the VMAs happened. I know that Dutch's butt is in the chat room again because Dennis took a screen cap.
That's a good screen cap. I like
it's
that.
It's good. That's going to be his new profile
that actually looks
picture.
My butt looks really, dude.
Dutch.
Like two carved pieces of plump ham.
Dutch's.
Your booty look like two planets.
Yeah, but look at my face looking at your butt.
Dutch, why don't you go ahead and.
Yeah, no, you're like.
Oh, wow.
Dutch, why don't you. Like go ahead.
Why don't you go ahead and go ham sandwich on us for a little bit?
No,
that
no.
would be great.
I would like to go ham sandwich.
Thank you. I appreciate
go
it.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
Appreciate
That's
it.
What I was waiting for.
Maul liked the bye joke. Thank you very much. And she spelled it correctly.
Bisexual.
Marie, you overexplained it again. I told you to stop doing
well,
that.
For the
She's never done that before.
For the people that aren't in the chat
For the people
room.
Keeping score at home?
Yes.
Okay. So
you're all a bunch of assholes. Oh, wait.
What did he say about the Timberlake?
He said something about fuck. Now I gotta find it. And then Timberlake, they got into a Twitter fight over it.
I didn't watch or listen to the VMAs, but I heard recaps on regular FM radio afterwards, which is totally
the
accurate,
oldest thing you've ever said.
Which is totally accurate and by no means entertaining. But they were saying something along the lines of Kanye West even admitted that he hates being a brand, but he has to be a brand.
What?
Something, you got branded in college and he's
something
upset
along.
It.
I mean, I didn't hear it and they didn't play a clip of what he said, but he was saying like, I recognize that I have to be the brand that I've created for myself.
What, stupid?
Like he was becoming self-aware or something.
Oh, no. Is Kanye becoming self-aware?
He may be.
That's worse than Skynet.
He was, but he was saying something like he doesn't want his kids to have to be a brand like he is, or I don't know.
Why would you name your kids?
I was
going
to say, I have the quote here. Do you actually have the?
Yes, please.
Decided in 2020 to run for president.
Kanye West for president?
Okay, I don't want to hear Entertainment Tonight. I just want to hear what he said about.
He's got my vote.
What did he say, Dutch? Sorry, you had.
The, it says that it, this is during his. How long was his goddamn speech?
He was. By the way, like he was really high. Like really hot. No, you look at his face in the video. He's really high.
Isn't he always like whenever he says stupid shit?
No, he's just stupid. Being high is not an excuse to say something stupid, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, when you're Kanye West.
Yeah, during his epic acceptance speech. Oh, he recounted his past experience at the Grammys. Quote, the contradiction is that I do fight for artists, but in that fight somehow was disrespectful to artists. Kanye said passionately, I don't know how to say the right thing, the perfect thing. I sat at the Grammys and saw Justin Timberlake and CeeLo Green lose. Gnarls Barkley and the Future Sex / Love Sound album, I guess, which is Justin's
awesome
album. And bro, Justin, I'm not trying to put you on blast, but I saw that man in tears, bro. And I was thinking he deserved to win album of the year. And the small box that that we are of entertainers at evening, how can you explain that? Why does he put so much credence in dumb award shows? And like, why is that the thing he
Justin Timberlake getting into? Justin Timberlake tweeted, Kanye's so cute, y'all. Like, that's a classy way to just go, all right, yeah, no one cares what you have to say. That's great. It's adorable, Kanye. Oh, God. And by the way, Justin Timberlake's wife is way hotter than Kanye's wife.
A million.
Oh, 100%.
Let's not talk about them again. You know, they should be the name that should not be spoken because I'm sick of promoting those assholes.
That is what they want. So,
yeah.
But if we're just more backing up our boy Lake.
Yeah. The T Lake.
That's what I call him. Now.
I call him T Lake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You don't want to confuse him with Ricky because they're different lakes. What do we want to go to next besides Kanye asshole over here?
I had this great story about Kim Kardashian.
She fucking hate you. So
turns out she actually ate her children.
God, I wish.
You're an asshole, Sean.
I know.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about the music industry that they are now promoting the biggest asses in history.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Just
no, but it's mind-boggling.
I like some nice ass.
Yeah, me too. I like
that
some
Nicki
butt.
Minaj picture. Like, I don't understand her butt. Like, I think
it's fake, right?
It is a mystery.
It's like a reverse TARDIS, where it's bigger on the outside.
Like she shoved the TARDIS up her ass?
Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
She's got a great ass!
I understand that.
She must have to do certain things differently. Like imagine Nicki Minaj having to go through a turnstile.
Oh, God, that's a good point. Wish. That's something to think about. I never thought about that.
That's something to jacket about.
Imagine having her sit next to somebody on a subway or something.
It'd be like, oh my God, I have to sit next to Nicki Minaj.
First of all, why is she at a subway?
Well, I mean,
why is anybody?
Iggy Azalea's ass, though.
To squirt
oh
crack?
My God, I love her ass.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like her face that much, but she's had a good butt, no doubt.
At that
whatever,
ass, though.
Dim the lights.
A police sergeant walked into an Arby's for a meal. Why she had to leave had her boss calling the CEO.
Yeah.
The CEO of Arby's?
Yep.
Yep.
Which is apparently just a guy in a van.
Hey, Bill
and
Arby's.
This was in Pembroke Pines.
Yes, Pembroke Pines. Sergeant Jeffrey Martin of Pembroke Pines Police Department in fucking Florida. Woo!
Don't feel bad for him. Fuck him. Fuck the entire Pembroke Pines Police Department. There, oh, yeah. I said it.
What happened? Why did you make him leave?
Yeah, what went
well,
on?
Well, okay, how about this? Why don't we guess? Because I think this is a good guessing one.
So something bad went down in an Arby's that made the sergeant called the CEO.
Yes.
The sergeant, that person himself now called.
Keep in mind the area. We used to live right by there, Pembroke Pines, Florida. Yeah. So,
can somebody describe the area for me?
Yeah,
it's a shithole.
It has one of the most deadliest intersections in America.
It does. It really does. It's not the biggest shithole. It's not as big a shithole as Hollywood.
Did I mention it's a shithole?
It's not Hollywood, Florida, but it's close. It's right next to it, actually.
It's where Archbishop McCarthy, the high school that
yes,
we listen to.
Yes, this is the high school that listens to.
White Knights or whatever their mascot is.
Big up, but big up. Big
well, up. They're all white, but not everybody else in Pembroke Pines is. Oh,
that's Jesus. Why. That's the night part, Sean.
Oh. Oh, so then it's
and
like African American.
Yes.
Okay.
The Caucasian African Americans.
Let me guess.
I'm bad at this.
That's like South Africans, I guess.
Let me guess. So they refuse to sell roast beef anymore, and instead they're selling ropa vieja.
Now
okay. Let me guess. Wait.
Get it because it's all Spanish over Sean, there.
Sean, John, both of you guys.
Sean, John.
Yeah, Sean, John. Look at the picture. Did we go to school with her? I think we went to school with her.
I go to school.
I'm gonna have to say yes.
Right? She does look really familiar. We may have gone to school with her. I'm gonna tell you now.
Jennifer Martin.
Yes.
Jennifer Martin. Yeah, we went to school with her. Right?
Wow. Fuck yeah.
This is for real. And you know why I think?
Anybody have her number?
No, helpful. I don't. No. But you know who told me about the story initially was one of my buddies.
You have friends?
Yeah, and he. It's crazy, right? Wow. Yeah, I think we went to fucking school with her. Anyway,
I played sports with her.
She looks so excited. She's like, "This is the first day on the job, and I'm going to do so well."
Yeah, like all bright eyed and bushy tailed.
And I'm going to arrest the bad guys, and I'm going to help the good guys, and I'm going to.
Okay, so I'm assuming she's the one that got refused some sort of service.
Yes. Do you want to guess what?
We have to guess.
I'm guessing racism. Some form of racism. Am I in the right direction?
I'm thinking sexism. Like they wouldn't serve her because they thought that she was trying to fake being a cop because she's a woman and there's no such thing as woman cops. And there's probably some dumb Laquisha girl behind the counter.
Is that it?
No.
Is it racism?
Pretty sure she was in Blues.
I don't believe it's racism. I don't think that's what the...
But it's close.
Yes. Sergeant Jennifer Martin of the Pembroke Pines Police Department went into an Arby's restaurant on Tuesday evening to get something to eat.
Yesterday?
She used
to work for Davey.
This happened yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. My buddy's actually the one who broke this story to the cops. I'm just not saying his name because he's a teacher and he doesn't want to get involved in this shit. But anyway, but according to reports, she was refused service there because she was a police officer in uniform.
Wow.
You can't do that.
You can't.
Well, she is a narc, so.
No, she's not a narc. She's not a narcotics officer. She's a cop.
No, like go to her LinkedIn page.
Oh, is she?
It says that she was a narcotics recognition specialist.
Oh, I did not know that.
Wait, was or is?
Because
everybody usually has to go through the narc program at one point.
Well, No. She was a specialist, but that's what she did for the longest. And then after that, she worked in a sports recreation responder, which I don't understand what that's about. And then she fucking just became a sergeant in February.
I'm offended and appalled but that an individual within our community would treat a police officer such a manner. No, see... Treat anybody. Just serve them food, dude. Who cares?
Yeah, it's not
those
deal.
Police officers.
It is. They should still eat. Really, calm down.
Is this the manager of the place?
It was a closing manager.
And they just thought if you've that ever, okay. we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. They thought that counted.
If you've ever worked at any fast food place, you know the closing. I was a closing manager to tell you the ilk they hire there to close.
yeah, you're a piece of shit.
I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's the ilk.
Well, do you think she was like trying to get served like after hours? Or
no.
Or, like,
she walked in at a normal time. And it's unacceptable. After Gustiano contacted the Arby's corporate office on Wednesday, he immediately received a call from CEO Paul Brown and Senior VP of Operations Scott Boatwright, who apologized on behalf of the company, according to an updated report from the PPPPD.
Wait, did we skip over the part where they said why she was refused service?
Just because she was a cop in uniform.
That's the only explanation.
Both gentlemen
she got.
Assured Jeff that the employee's behavior was unacceptable and not representative of the company's values. He also appreciated and accepted the apology.
What are Arby's company values?
To give you diarrhea.
Okay. Arby's, we have the meats. I want to hire that voiceover guy.
Yeah.
Our company policies involve the tallest hats.
I think it was John Stewart, and I don't give him a lot of credit, but he was talking about Arby's once. He goes, Arby's, we cook pork all day, just not sell it. I don't like it because I got food poisoning there once. People tell me it's good now. I haven't been in so many years. I couldn't
I love it.
I used to be obsessed with one of their turkey sandwiches and curly fries, but
their fries are good. Their fries are good.
French dip is awesome.
I'm trying to see exactly what they said. It's beyond comprehension. Read that. This behavior is unacceptable.
I haven't stepped into an Arby's since I started dating Royce because he has no Arby's policy in the household.
There's a no Arby's. I have a strong no Arby's stance.
Dude, their Arby's sauce and horsey sauce on a roast beef sandwich.
See, that's the problem. The roast beef sandwich is what gave me food poisoning.
And
you might have had a.
And I'm sure I had a bad batch. I'm positive, but still.
And I completely understand and support his no Arby's policy because I had food poisoning in another restaurant, and I can't even think of the restaurant, let alone even look at Mahi Mahi sandwiches because it was a Mahi Mahi sandwich with tartar sauce.
If you give Marie Mahi Mahi and tell her something else, she would eat it. But yeah. She says she can't know.
Like, it, even still to this day, if somebody names it as dolphin fish, even though I know it's the same thing, it grosses me out less.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and they refused to serve her because she was a police. This is stupid. Just serve them food. Who fucking cares?
I was going to say, usually with the late night shifts, it's usually the burnouts and the people who don't give a shit about anything are the ones who make managers. There's not ones who want to make some sort of a political statement because they're not a huge fan of police.
But that's what I'm wondering. Is it even a political statement?
I don't think it was a political statement. I think he was just being a dick and didn't expect it. This guy's so fired. I mean, you know he's fired.
Oh, yeah.
He's
when you have so the fired. CEO and vice president of the company calling after something like this happens. Yeah.
I bet you that Jennifer Martin gets Arby's for life now.
Probably.
Yep.
But the thing is, I'm wondering is, I understand that it was wrong for the Arby's employee to do so, but I want to know his side of the story to see how he justified the actions that he had.
I don't know. It doesn't say. It says, probably said bitch was popo.
I don't understand. I mean, the manager on duty has the right to refuse service to anybody.
He does, but it's still bad. But I get it. It's a company
without a shirt or shoes.
No.
You could.
Well, it probably doesn't help that all this shit that happened with like the cop getting shot, filling gasoline. Like, I'm sure that doesn't help this situation.
Well, no, you do have a right to refuse service and didn't do anything.
There has to be a reason, though.
No, there doesn't. Hold on. It does. Listen, there doesn't. That's the law. You can refuse service for anybody. It can't be on race or sexual bias. But besides that, you can. However. It's not saying, but John, no one's saying what she did was the manager was illegal. He didn't do anything illegal, but it's bad for the company and he's going to get fired. You know,
right.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's not saying what he did was, there's not going to get arrested for it.
It's just horrible customer service is what it is.
It's just bad marketing, in my opinion.
At Arby's where they're known for, customer service.
Fair point.
That's actually where I go. Actually, instead of calling up GoDaddy, Royce, why don't you just call up Arby's?
I guess. Maybe I should. Maybe if I get food poison, it'll be better than speaking to GoDaddy. All right, let's switch real quick.
I can't tell if he's bitter about talking to GoDaddy.
Fuck the company.
Sir, I can't restore your database, but I can give you a number one. Do you want that?
Yeah, that's fine. Curly fries, I'll take it.
Extra large?
Curlies.
No, I'm not paying extra for curlies. I'm peeing on your face.
That's fine, too. Extra curly. Kentucky clerk in gay marriage fight has been divorced 3 times.
Oh,
now,
we
spoke about the person. And by the way, somebody pointed out, and they did a side-by-side comparison, this lady, we talked about her a couple weeks ago, the one who in Kentucky refused the marriage license.
We talked about her twice already.
This bitch.
Well, she
she
looks like Kathy Bates from Misery. Seriously, pull up her picture.
Yeah, with Rocky Horror haircut.
Yep.
Is she going to get fired, or are they just going to just like make her step down?
Well, let's read this. She believes in traditional marriage. She's been divorced 3 times.
Good.
Okay.
So she's like that cunt. Go ahead, prepare this.
Yeah. There you go.
She's
now,
doing
hold
good.
On, but let her story's even more. Kim Davis, her twins were born 5 months after her divorce from
the twins.
Her Kim Davis twins
Did
were
born. Did you just reference a Bud White light commercial from 4 years ago?
Yup. Maybe.
Yup.
Kim Davis, Davis twins were born 5 months after her divorce from her first husband. I'll wait till you guys are done.
I only started laughing because he started laughing.
Which is such a stupid. Who remembers that? You're like a savant. And the fact that I remember that is even more ridiculous.
Go ahead, Royce.
Sorry. What were the twins doing?
Kim Davis twins were born 5 months after her divorce from her first husband.
Right.
But were actually fathered by her eventual third husband, who she divorced to marry her fourth husband. But none of that matters anymore because of Jesus.
Yeah, well, what does matter is her Crypt Keeper haircut that she has.
Kim Davis sat in a church pew on Sunday. Anything she sits on is a pew. Morning after 4 years ago, listening as the man in the pulpit preached of forgiveness and God's grace, Davis was then unlikely candidate to wage a moral war over the institution of marriage at 44 years old. Wow, she looks way older. She had been divorced 3 times and had 2 children while she wasn't married.
YOLO.
Oh, and they were out of wedlock. Woo, woo.
Go to hell.
But I did.
I watched the video when they were confronting her, and she was saying that she was awaiting an appeal. And it's like, how I could have sworn that like there was no appeal. It all got disbarred.
Here's what this is, though. This isn't she's citing religious reasons, but it's not that. She just hates gay people.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
At 44
she's
years old.
She's just prejudiced towards gays.
She only hates gay people because a lesbian wouldn't fuck her.
You know what?
Hello?
You put a pair of cargo shorts on her?
Yeah, you know what? She is an instant gym teacher. I agree.
I guess she has a little
butch. Yeah, you butch up that haircut and you fucking... Yeah.
She's a softball coach in a second.
I guess you're right.
She's a polo shirt, cargo shorts, and Crocs away from being a great-looking lesbian.
You're right. Gay people are way more open-minded than she is.
What a cunt. She's just prejudiced towards them.
And also, she has thin lips.
Sorry, I was trying to pull up a
How annoying are thin lips?
Hey, I have thin lips.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Agenda. She doesn't give a shit.
Don't smile at me.
Don't smile at me.
You absolutely have disrespected us.
So this is a gay couple walking up to her, and she's saying, "Don't smile at me," to the gay couple.
Wait, where is this? Where is this?
This is
taken?
At her court. At her court. Here, let me see if I could play the video for you guys.
Yeah,
this
please.
This is at her court. At her, she works the clerk's office. So this is them walking in again with a whole camera crew going, "Why will you not marry us?" Now, the problem is, it's not like they're asking her to perform the ceremony. When you get, you have to get the marriage license at the clerk's office. That's how it works. So you have to walk in.
She's refusing to give licenses out.
Right. Yeah. Here you go.
Absolutely ludicrous. Don't smile at me.
I'm not being disrespectful to you.
You absolutely have disrespected us.
Second class citizens is what you're doing. You're telling us.
Look at all the cameramen
that you have endured your entire life.
Now you got to give it to the gay guys. They're being calm, collected, speaking to her, saying you're treating me as.
Can you pull the video up or no?
Are you not looking at it?
You don't have your thing turned on, stupid.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you could have said that nicely, and I would have turned it on.
Yeah, well, I figured we've been doing this for however long.
Oh no, I know. You're right, Dutch. I apologize. I didn't mean to ruin your day.
Don't get cunty on me because you're
I'm
mad
not.
At
I
Go
just
Daddy.
Apologize.
I'm not GoDaddy. I'm your good friend Dutch.
You're GoDaddy's nicer. Here you go.
Ludicrous. Don't smile at me.
I'm not being disrespectful to you.
You absolutely have disrespected
us. Second class citizens is what you're doing. You're telling us that we don't deserve the same rights that you do, that you have.
I'm sorry.
That you've endured your entire life. Would you do this to an interracial couple?
A man and a woman.
How many times have you been married, Kim?
I just want you all to know that we are not issuing marriage license today.
Why?
Pending.
In contempt of court.
What appeal is left?
Pending the appeal in the Sixth Circuit.
The appeal has been denied. Right. The injunction is the order that you're supposed to issue marriage license.
And we're not issuing marriage license
today. The Supreme Court denied your stay.
How is she not being held for contempt of court? She should. By every definition of what she's a government employee. There's a court order, and she was elected. Am I correct by saying that?
I was going to say, how is she not fired? Are all these? Go ahead, Johnny.
No, I was going to say, do you think by the end of the week, because this is in every news outlet right now, that she's going to get fired or arrested?
The thing is,
she's going to go to jail.
She billed, but she's a problem with that. The only part with that, and then she becomes a martyr for the Bible Belt Christians. She'll become a martyr. That's the only problem. You
Here's
don't win.
Here's the thing, dude. The majority of the Christians now aren't that
Yes, they are.
No, not as much as they used to be. I mean, I know what you're talking about. There are the people, obviously, who are. But they're ratcheting it back big time, dude.
They are a plague in this nation, and they need to be eradicated.
Well, I'm just saying more like the liberal rah-rah, clap your hands and speak in tongue churches are actually starting to do more of God loves everybody.
Well, they should be killed, too.
But even Catholics are ratcheting back after the Pope was just like, dude, yeah.
Well, fuck the it. Catholics are the problem to begin with.
All right, let's play this.
Right. The injunction is the order that you're supposed to issue marriage license.
And we're not issuing marriage licenses
today. The Supreme Court denied your stay.
We are not issuing marriage licenses today.
Now, the Supreme Court, who are they? I've not heard of them.
They're the ones who can tell the president that you're not president anymore.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How powerful they are.
I've heard of them. I apologize.
Done what?
I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
I was thinking.
I'm pretty sure it may.
They have the. Hold on. First, let's not go through the impeachment process. Can we talk about this cut and not argue about that?
You know what I mean.
Let's play this. Thank you.
The Supreme Court denied your stay.
We are not issuing marriage licenses today.
Based on what?
I would ask you all.
Why are you not issuing marriage licenses today?
Because I'm not.
Under whose authority are you not issuing lawsuits?
Under God's authority.
Your lawyers tell you.
I don't believe in your God. Did God tell you to do this? Did God tell you to treat us?
I don't believe in
God. I've asked you all to leave. You are interrupting my business.
You can call the police if you want us to leave.
Mal says religion is, Dutch is right, religion isn't the problem, it's the radicals. No, religion is the problem, because radicals are just people that don't follow religion to the T, so they're not, well, they're fucking fakes. If you
religion is a breeding ground for radicals on any spectrum. So we all know religion is a horrible problem. But you know, I'm just saying, even like just, you know, 10 years ago, you know, a lot of these Christian churches wouldn't even address the whole issue. Now you have a lot of them going like, yeah, God
so,
bless everybody.
Hold on. For such caring, this is always what I, my always saying, not, I'm not, by the way, I'm not going to get military or anything, but I always say this, for such caring people who want the world to be better, even the nicest churches in the world who accept everybody still don't pay taxes. So they don't give a shit about anybody. Why wouldn't you pay taxes? If you give a shit about the country that you're in,
tax them,
and the people that you're in, then pay taxes. The first time I'll tell you a church and I'll go like, you know what, not all religion is bad, is when one comes out and they go, I'm going to pay taxes.
We're volunteering to pay taxes.
We're going
to
pay. We're going to show other Christians what they should be. We're going to pay taxes. And even Jesus said in the Bible, give unto Caesar what is his. Hey, then do it. Give the money back to the people. Don't say, because then people go, oh, no, but they help people. They help home. No, they don't. They don't.
They do the bare minimum.
They do the bare minimum, and then they try to convert you. They'll feed you if you believe in God. It's like, fuck you.
You know what would be really great is if during this video there was like a couple that like took a number, like a straight couple that was there legitimately for a marriage license, and this lady's just saying like, no marriage licenses today, and they stand up going, we were next.
We were
and
then that would really be funny. Excuse me,
a
ma'am.
Straight couple, like, you're right. Excuse me. Oh, yeah, I just got to squeeze.
What they should have done was showed up with a straight couple and be like, oh, okay, we want to apply for marriage license. And if she would have been like, yeah, okay, like, why? That would have made their point better.
But she wouldn't have signed it.
These gay dudes like were smart in contacting all the media outlets and going there to confront her, knowing that you can come up there and talk to the county clerk as much as you want to without a problem, as long as you're not causing a disruption. That's the reason why, like, she's, I've asked y'all to leave. Well, kick us out then.
I would have just had one of them dress up full-blown woman.
Oh, and then have a job after have done it, after you got the license, go, aha, and taking it off. What do you think? That would have been awesome.
Oh, you know what? County clerks are elected positions. That's, I'm thinking about
it. So you can't fire them. That's but right. She should be held in contempt of court, no matter what you believe, that she's breaking the law.
There is, is there a loophole or something?
Her excuse, she was questioned after this, and they asked her, why does she think she has the authority over the Supreme Court? And she goes, because God's authority is higher than the Supreme Court's.
Yeah, yeah, back it up a little bit. I want to hear her say that
she
again.
Was completely digging a hole, man.
Under whose authority are you not issuing
lawsuits? Under
God's authority. Your lawyers tell you to do this? Did God tell you to treat us?
I don't believe in God.
I've asked you all to leave. You are interrupting my business.
You can call the police if you want us to leave. You can call the police. I pay your salary.
You could call the police. The police would never, no police department in their right mind would ever try to arrest this.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did.
She was like, you guys are interrupting my business. And somebody in the background like was just like, it's not your business. It's Kentucky. I think that's what I heard her say. Back it up. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let me back up.
I asked you all to leave. You are interrupting my
You can call
business.
The police if you want us
That's
to leave.
Not your business.
You can call the police. I pay your salary. I pay your salary.
We pay.
I pay
salary.
You to discriminate against me right now. That's what I'm paying for. That's what I'm paying for. I'm paying for this memory with my partner that I love, that I've been with for 17 years. What's the longest you've been with someone, that you've been married to someone?
I'm asking you to leave.
I'm not leaving.
Okay, you all
I'm asking
just
you.
Just
push
I'm
back
leaving.
Away. You all are welcome leaving. To stay. Just push back away from the counter.
No.
No. Just push back.
I would be like, nope, I ain't moving. Go ahead. Call the police. Please call the police. No police department in their right mind would. This is toxic. No one's going to touch this.
By the way, you know what I am focusing on? I'm focusing on, you know, big fat Daryl in the back and Gladys in the front left and Bob in the back. They're sitting there like they have to work here every day. And they're just like, fucking Kim, why the fuck did you do this? Now, we have to sit here and try to get work done with all this circus going on. Oh, they hate her.
Oh, well, yeah.
Can't do their filing right
now. Maul says, let's be realistic, though. Are the liberal Christians really a problem? Religion will always exist. Yeah, so will murder, but it doesn't make it right. And then she says,
well, that's a stretch.
She says, the Soviet Union, well, every religion has murdered massive amounts of people, at least the major ones. The Soviet Union, Communist China, and currently North Korea were our atheists and treat people like utter shit. Yeah, we're not saying religion. There's also corrupt governments. Those are without each other.
Oh, yeah, government, religion. We're talking about any of, like, yeah, you know, anything that has this, like,
following
plan set of ideals.
Yeah.
Ideals is what kill people.
Exactly.
We're not Arby's roast beef sandwiches.
Also Arby's roast beef sandwiches.
Well, Arby's also has their own set of ideals.
Yeah, they fuck the police.
I'm asking
just
you.
Just I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving. I can't help the press here.
I really hope that
I can't help that the press is here. I love him.
Yeah. I just want, like, the gays to start a conga line in there and just really gay up the place.
Look, my, like you said, Dutch, now I'm only focused on fucking Fat Bubba in the background just typing, going, please don't ask me a question. Please don't ask me a question. Please don't ask. And you know what? I also feel bad for maybe the, because I guarantee you everyone at this office doesn't believe like her. So they're all like, oh, God, here she goes again.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Gladys in the front with her three-toned sweater needs to move out of there and let her take all. Why is she sitting
there? Oh, my God. She looks
like
she.
That would be great if Kelly turned around and go, come on, people. You know what I'm talking, like looking for people to support her.
Come on.
And they just be like, nope.
Do not ask me.
Well, Dutch, you have a good point, but maybe she does believe, because if she didn't believe, she'd probably get up on the other side with those guys. But she's sitting there like, yep, this woman's making a lot of sense. They probably are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Maul says there's been a big reform, like Dutch said. If they're not hurting anyone, who gives a shit? But we're talking about them. Every religion hurts people. There's not, name a religion that doesn't.
Yeah, I know, but Buddhism? Dude, I gotta back her up a little bit on this one. I mean, granted, I agree with you guys 100% that religion is the cause for a lot of awful things that happen. But the ones who are just peaceful, like my parents or like your parents, the ones who go to church on the weekends and right, just it makes them feel better. You know, whatever.
Yeah,
let
I know.
Them have their thing.
I know, but see what
they're not the ones hurting people.
No, they're not. But you
yes,
see,
they
hold
are
on. Let me finish. Let me, John. I'm with you here. It's not that they're not hurting
they
people.
They preach ignorance and bigotry, willful ignorance
well,
and
it's
bigotry.
Not even that.
What
how
about
can
the
you say
that
it?
Don't?
Oh. They all do.
Which
to
ones?
Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and say, "Oh, God created the earth." That's it. Willful ignorance. None of it is true. It's all bullshit, fabricated stories to keep you people stupid.
Now,
and guess what? You're all fucking stupid. So
no,
you can't see
Jesus,
the forest from the trees. You can't pull your head out of your own ass and see religion for what it is. It's a cancer amongst society that needs to be cut out.
The problem
cut
is, Dutch,
it out.
Dutch, I know what you're
Award
saying.
The Academy Award goes to Sean Running Waters.
I know what you're saying is, in terms of like, you know, there's, oh, like your parents that go this and that, but as they get older, religion is evil because then that same religion preys on those old people that are scared takes all their money, and then instead of leaving money for their family or their kids or
right. No, you're looking at big picture. Like I said,
that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking big picture. Big picture, they might be the nicest people in the world, but they're still giving 10% to a church and not back to their community who needs it. They're giving money to an organization that, even though they might be nice Christians, they don't control what they do with the money, and that money could be used to fucking for more abstinence programs that happen all the time.
Okay, well,
the
how about
church
this
that my parents are at now, let me tell you this real quick. The church that my parents are at now, they put me in the youth group when I was 13, 14, 15 years old, whatever. The people that were running the youth group were these fantastic, wonderful Christian people, until everybody figured out that the lady that was running the youth group also did the fucking accounting and bookings for the fucking church and was siphoning and laundering money through the church.
Okay.
Churches are a fucking tax. They're
okay,
just-
there's the corruption. Okay, there's corruption everywhere.
Yes, and everything that's corrupt is fucked up, is what we're saying.
Right.
So
you know where I think that we're all kind of getting off on the wrong foot? We should just admit to say everyone is a piece of shit.
I agree. I will admit
right
to that.
Yeah, there's pieces of shit no matter what organization. I mean, granted, I will give you guys
Hold on.
I will consent to you, dude. Religion is probably the biggest problem in humanity thus far.
Ever.
If you look back,
yeah, he said that thus far.
The majority of the, no, I agree with you 100%. But these people who aren't contributing to the big picture of corruption and awfulness like you guys are describing, like these little small podunk churches where they're essentially, instead of taking therapy, they go to church and they believe in some dumb higher power, which is retarded.
So,
and that they don't affect anybody else. Like, that's the kind of stuff that me and Maul are talking about. You know what I mean? It's a micro over macro. You guys are focused on the macro.
But they do affect everybody else. And that's the thing, because they continue to be, they choose to be a part of the problem.
Okay, really quick.
Instead of realizing that their God is tiny, way too tiny for what they attribute to him, and realizing that it's all just a concocted story that was put together in fucking 1000 to control all of Europe.
Dude, you're talking nonsense, guys. Listen, dude, there's smart people and they're dumb people. There's a lot of dumb people that like to use that as a form of therapy.
Guys,
what are you gonna do?
Guys,
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Guys,
Maul says, so should we ban religion?
Yes.
No, you can't. No, first off, no, we shouldn't ban anything. I believe in you should have freedom. You can't ban it. Nope. But what we should do, what we can do is when people are doing something stupid, you tell them we shouldn't ban it, but they should pay the same amount as everybody else.
Guys,
that's what I believe.
Guys,
give more money back.
Guys,
yep. You know, if every church were to pay taxes equally,
we'll get to you in a second, Marie.
Yeah, sorry, Marie. But if every church were to pay taxes equally, we could pay for every single food stamp and every single that we need in this country, and with money left over. That's all that would need to happen.
So, yeah, I've been saying this for years. Yeah. Marie, I'm sorry. Tax exempt.
Go ahead, Marie. I apologize.
You guys just made an argument that sounds a little bit like this. Hey, look at that piece of shit looking at a piece of shit. Hey, but there's a piece of shit right next to it. That's more of a piece of shit than the first piece of shit that I was looking at. No, that really big, huge, smelly, dookie piece of shit next to the other two pieces of shit. Now that's the piece of shit. What we're really saying is everyone's a piece of shit. And the first piece of shit does not negate the second or third piece of shit.
You really know how to bring it down. That was a great analogy. I like that.
Not what I'm saying at all.
I think she meant everybody, Sean. Like, there's even piece of shit atheists, there's piece of shit agnostics, that every group has.
What Marie's analogy is, you're looking at a pile of cat shit, dog shit, dinosaur shit, human shit. It's still all shit.
It's all shit, and the dinosaur shit isn't bigger or worse than the cat shit. It
still
just
smells, and yeah.
Yeah, but like, see, unfortunately, hold on. Here. But here's the difference. But the problem is the dinosaur shit over here, because that's what she looks like in that outfit, is not letting people get married. So that's what we're talking about, this piece of dinosaur
shit.
Way
to bring it all together, Royce.
We're not talking about the cat shit in the litter box that I could throw away later. We're talking about this fucking dinosaur who's decided, I'm not going to marry people. And that's what we're referring to, because the truth is, if there was no religion, everyone would be able to get married with no problem.
So
let's finish playing the story.
So what you're saying is hippo juice is the shovel for the owner that they're trying to shovel the shit out of the yard.
Well, we're going
to
need a bigger shovel.
But you own too many animals, and it keeps just putting more shit in the yard.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot of shovels. Here we go.
I'm
not leaving.
Okay, you all. I'm asking you.
Just
I'm
push
not leaving.
You all are looking to stay. Just push back away from the counter.
No. No.
Just push back
we're
away
not
from
leaving
the
until
counter.
We have a license. We're not leaving
then
until we
have
a license.
Do your job.
Well, when you call the police, when they come,
job.
I will ask them to arrest you.
Do your job.
Call the police. Call the police.
Oh, listen to the person's trying to start a chant.
It's
not
goes
working, you shitbag.
Like when you see someone try to start a wave and everybody's like, nah, dude.
Guys, people
like,
don't
Jesus,
do...
Jesus, Frank, come on, just take photos.
You don't do chants anymore. You do slow claps.
You're right.
People love slow claps.
Everyone
this one's starting a slow
clap. Ashamed of themselves. Is this what you want to remember? Is this what you want to remember? That you stood up for this?
Amen.
That your children have to look at you and realize that you are bigots and you discriminated against people?
Damn.
Hey, man, I can't fault the guy for his frustration.
I would be frustrated, too, of course. Any human being would be frustrated. And I know what Maul's saying. We can't blame all religions. But the problem is, every story you see nowadays is religion fucking people up. So it's hard. It's like she was saying earlier. Bring it back to what Maul was talking about last week. Yeah, the Kardashians suck, but that's all you hear, so you have to talk about it. Religion sucks, and that's all you hear, so we talk about it. You know,
religion's cause of ISIS. Yeah. Religion's cause of this.
Religion is the Kardashians of society.
So
it's terrible. It's terrible. They give nothing back, and all they do is leech happiness out of people. And eventually, the leader of the religion turns out to be a black guy like Kanye, but no one admits it. Yes.
It's sad that two religious people can make an atheist baby, and two atheist couple could end up having a kid that decides to follow a religion.
Correct.
It's the point of the matter is you're not going to be able to affect anyone else. Like you, it's just, it's impossible to eradicate any kind of those thoughts from the world. There's 7 billion people in the world. And even if you preach your own ideas, someone else may convince someone else of their own stupid ideas.
Listen, I know that there's no way. Yeah, there's no way. Watch Going Clear. That's fucking so good.
Yeah. Ooh. You know what? I'm downloading that right now.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I know. We've been talking about it for a long time. I keep forgetting to download it.
It's an analogy, by the way, when you watch it, of all religions, except they even say it in the movie. The only difference between Scientology and current religion is that Christianity and Islam, you know, and Islam and Judaism is shrouded by 1,000 years of mystery. That's why it's easier to pretend there was magic back then. But really, if you were to try to sell, my point is, if you were to try to sell the story of Jesus or Muhammad, now everyone laugh and you go, really? This guy walked on water and never had sex? Get out of here. Go fuck yourself. He healed the blind. Get out of here. You're drunk again, asshole. Get out of the bar. Get fucking out of here. But the problem is because a book that was written 6,000 years ago or 8,000 years ago, when people didn't even know where that the sun didn't just disappear at nighttime, it's going to know how we live our lives now is ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous. Like, that's like following an old medical book from the 1800s and going, I'm going to use this now because it worked back then. No, motherfucker, we have a CAT scan machine. What are you doing? You know? And that's basically what it is. They don't even update it to include cool new things. How come there isn't a fucking hip new prophet? The hippest prophet we have is Mormonism, and he was a fucking racist who hated Indians. So you don't even win.
Cyrus says, if I ever see a woman with a floor-length skirt, I mark her as a suspect.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? I don't trust those people either.
You're right. You're fucking right. Thank you, Rorschach. That's very... By the way, Halls and Rorschach, Saturday. Listen to them. They're fantastic.
Halls and Rorschach.
I was listening this week, and they're great.
What?
I've heard one show.
Meh. I knew you were going to do that. Now the Rowan County Clerk, Davis, despite her past, is refusing to surrender battle over who can and can't be wed. She invoked God's authority Tuesday. That's way worse than sports authority. Tuesday, and she defied...
I prefer Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, I was going to say sports authority. Not good.
No,
yeah.
It's not. Dick's is way better. Dick's, you know,
is
what?
Better. It's like Lowe's or Home Depot.
I've said it forever. I love Dick's. I love them. Dick's are my favorite. That's for you, Dutch.
It's better than Sports Authority.
Yeah,
but the thing is, like, that was set up. I feel like I'm cheating the audience if I actually pull that. It's the ones where we say fucked up things, yeah, like in earnest.
Tuesday, as Ernest goes to jail. Tuesday, as she defied a series of federal court orders. Those aren't big deals, right? And once again denied marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Since the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage across the nation, couples have stood at her office and wept that they have shouted and called her a bigot. They have tried to reason with her, but Davis, who usually wears a skirt that reaches her ankles and her hair to her waist, refuses to... Even the fucking article, Boston Globe, is pointing out, don't trust people in long
don't
skirts.
Don't trust people with long skirts. Rorschach's on something, man.
Yeah. She has founded herself in a situation she never envisioned. Matt Staver, founder of Christian Law for Liberty Council. That's an oxymoron. Is representing Davis in her bid.
Job? Like, how... That's the thing that is crazy to me. Like, how... How are you as a worker of the state?
I know.
County clerk off. How do you have the right to do that and not get fired?
Somebody.
Because, like, I mean, you know, like you were saying, like that Arby's guy refusing the service to that cop. Fired. So fired. Like, how does this person still have a job at this point?
Because government.
And because God said, Maurice is pointing out about blood transfusion, Jehovah's Witness, she goes, yeah, but I said that's the fringe. But once again, radicals are the people that follow religion exactly to the T. So you're saying the nice people...
You don't really hear about a lot of radical, atheists or agnostics. Right. There's no one who's that radical. It's usually backed by some sort of a belief.
Right. So. It's something like, you know, something like that. And, you know, maybe I like science. Maybe that's just me. Let me finish this up here real quick. It's been heaven or hell decision, she said in a statement. Her current husband, Joe Davis, arrived at the courthouse Tuesday, I'm sure, in a Ford F-150 to check in on his wife's as protests rage on the courthouse lawn. It's been an ordeal for her, he said. People have threatened to kill her and set her house on fire. Joe Davis was describing himself as an old redneck hillbilly, pointed out to the rainbow-clad protesters on the opposite of the lawn. They want us to accept their beliefs and their ways, he said. But they won't accept our beliefs and our ways. No, because
you can accept or believe whatever you want, but you, as a steward of the state of Kentucky, don't get to push your beliefs on others. Like, that's the thing that they're failing to see right now.
Yeah. In 1996, at age 30, she married Joe Davis for the first time, then divorced in 2006. The next year, at 40 years old, Davis wed Thomas McEntry. Though their marriage lasted less than a year, she remarried Joe Davis in 2009. She made some mistakes, Staver said. She regretted a she regretted.
She just wanted to get some big black dick in her pussy.
On Tuesday morning, April Miller
she kept telling me, "Joe, you can't stretch it out like that guy can. Lamar's amazing.
He's been sticking out one of those shoe stretchers in my butt to get it used to it.
I mean, every once in a while, I have to ash him up with some lotion to get the white off his skin. But you know, fine. He really does just push my labia back to a level you just couldn't get to, Joe.
That's why I have to wear these floor-length skirts, because my labia is literally dragging on the ground.
Literally, like, close to my knees.
It's ridiculous. When I sit down and I actually pee with my vagina in the water. That's how low it's gotten now. Stand firm,
Davis. Why don't you have that, Joe?
But lawyers for the rejected couple in asking the judge to hold her in contempt of court and requested that she not be sent to jail, instead be issued a fine sufficiently serious and increase. Oh, I like that. You can't make her a martyr if you don't send her to jail. Just say, go home, pay money. Sufficiently serious.
I didn't even know there was a jailable offense. I thought it would just be like a fireable offense.
No, contempt of court is contempt of court is a jailable offense. Yeah. You absolutely can go to jail.
And with the amount of traction this story is going, it's definitely going to reach the Supreme Court's desk at one point.
You know what? It's only because this is Kentucky. If this would be another more liberal state, guaranteed she would have been arrested by now.
Dude, yeah. I was actually surprised with Kentucky. I'm surprised it wasn't like Alabama or Georgia or Mississippi, any of the other states that are still fighting racial equality.
Burning order Davis and her six deputy clerks to appear before him Thursday morning in the federal courthouse in Ashland. County taxpayers pay Davis $80,000 a year as an elected clerk.
Holy shit. And she dresses like that?
Staver said Tuesday. She looks like she brushes
she's
her.
She's saving a lot of money on haircuts.
She looks like she brushed her hair with a helicopter. Staver said Tuesday that she does have a fortune squirreled away somewhere to pay whatever punishment. Burning.
She has a fortune squirrel?
She has a fortune squirrel. It's a squirrel that gives golden nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, it's in the Bible. That's why she's so religious, because of the fortune squirrel.
Man, she must be really wealthy if she's putting away $80,000 worth of golden nuts into her squirrel.
It's in Leviticus. It's like a piggy bank, but it's a taxidermied squirrel that she puts coins in. No? You're not going to bring on that?
Warlife Radio!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542,000. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show. Hey, hey.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
The Wholesome Raw Shack Show is back on MoreLikeRadio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary, What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in, like, you know, $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe Winery Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now, DP, cut the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front, DP. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and C-Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DB. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DB Podcast.
DB.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know, with the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
Well, name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Dirty Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh. Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too. Yes.
I just made mine worse. Anybody bring any extra bags?
No, nobody brought an extra bag.
I'm just asking.
Do we have to wear them when we ride?
Oh, well, shit fire! If you don't wear them as you ride up, that just defeats the purpose.
Well, I can't see in this fucking thing. I can't breathe in this fucking thing, and I can't ride in this fucking thing.
Well, fuck all y'all. I'm going home. Now, I watched my wife work all day getting 30 bags together for you ungrateful sons of bitches, and all I can hear is criticize, criticize, criticize. From now on, don't ask me or mine for nothing.
Now, look, let's not forget why we're here. We gotta kill a nigga over that hill there. And we gotta make a lesson out of him.
Okay, I'm confused. Are the bags on or off?
I think, we all think, the bag was a nice idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not pointing any fingers, they could have been done better. So how about no bags this time? But next time, we do the bags right, and then we go full regalia.
Wait a minute! I didn't say no bags.
But nobody can see.
So
it'd be nice to see.
God damn it! This is a raid! I can't see, you can't see. So what? All it matters is can the fucking horse see? That's a raid!
Back live, second hour of Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or if you want to listen live, morelikeradio.com/live.
What if I want to listen with a 30-second delay?
Then you go to TuneIn. Now, Dutch, remember we have a draft tonight at 10 p.m. Just off topic real quick. Okay. I just remembered.
Brett was reminding everybody today.
Yeah. So. But anyway, welcome back. Second hour. Let's not talk about religion second hour. Let's have some more fun. How about that? Because I'm done. I'm kind of tired of that now.
It is very stressful.
So why don't you... should I pick a story? You want to pick a story?
I got one.
Trio of cops decline suspect's sex act offer.
A trio of cops. Decline a sex act?
Yes. In a bid to dodge DUIs and drug charges, a 25-year-old Floridian... Oh, fuck.
Oh boy.
Ooh.
Alleged.
Go on.
No, I'm not, because you're
gonna... Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is
Mama!
What?
Hi.
Oh, he's angry.
In a bid to dodge a DUI and drug charges, a 25-year-old Floridian allegedly offered to perform sex acts upon three separate cops.
One after another?
That were rejected.
Suck your dick so good.
And one after another or all at the same time?
And they resulted in a bribery charge. Now, I'm going to post a picture of the woman, and I want to say these cops have the best willpower I've ever seen in a human being.
That's her.
According to Ari Engrit, was pulled over at 2:48 a.m. yesterday when her car was spotted weaving a Clearwater street. Engrit was subsequently arrested after failing a series of field sobriety tests and registering her blood alcohol content twice the legal limit. Engrit seemed at right and below was also charged with marijuana possession after a small amount of pot was found in her purse. Really, I have to fucking do that too. After being transported to county jail, Engrit allegedly told Deputy Brian Subdrink that she would perform fellatio and other sex acts if he would not charge her for the two misdemeanors.
I was so egg on my butt with no lube. I know you guys like that kind of stuff, but it just sound like I can't. This is like the third one.
Would you, if you were a cop, would you say no to her?
It's actually kind of a win-win because you know I'm drunk, so you know it won't hurt.
I mean,
exactly.
It's enticing, but what's stopping her from like now then going to like the media saying this guy did this for this?
That's true, but still, would you not take the chance?
Well, here's the thing. Three other cops there, so like somebody had to be the first one to be like, Johnson, we could I mean, I know your wife is a bitch. Somebody had to be the first one to bring it up.
They ought to huddle up and go, okay, look, here's the thing. I won't say anything if you don't say anything.
Right. But the thing is, if you did say that, then the other cop, if he was like a righteous cop, be like, no, dude, you fucking idiot. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you have three people, you're three times more likely to have one guy be like, guys, we can't do this. And then all of a sudden, you know, you can't trust him because he's going to be guilty.
As Engrit was being processed into jail, a small bag of cocaine was located inside her bra. As a result, she
sounds like a good time.
Charged with narcotics possession and introduction of contraband into detention facility, both felonies. The discovery of cocaine allegedly prompted Engrit to offer the deputies Obed Munzo and Eric Bibble the identical sexual services they were offered to subrink. The illicit offers to law enforcement personnel led to the filing of three separate bribery counts. Engrit, whose rap sheet includes prior callers for drunk driving, possession of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Yeah, she seems like a real menace to society.
Fucking problem.
Yeah, no, she seems like a real menace to society. Let's lock her up forever. Was freed from custody earlier today after posting a $5,150 bond, James Bond. According to Engrit's Facebook page, she is studying philosophy at the University of Florida. I knew she was a fucking gator.
Philosophy.
Fuck.
Was it because she was a whore?
I mean, I don't know, but damn, is she hot.
Yeah, well, she obviously wasn't into biochemistry.
She's gonna buy something, all right.
She kind of has like a Demi Lovato chin look to her.
Yeah.
No, dude, yeah. Rorschach said it. He's like, there's no, I would never make it as a cop. I'm with you.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't. No way. I would immediately go.
Because then the fantasy side of you kicks in. It's like, oh no, this is what porn movies are written about. Situation exactly.
Here's the thing. She messed up, and here's why. She waited until she got to this detention facility to bribe the three cops. What you do is, if you really want it to work, you say it in the car to the cop. And go, or before you get in, be like, look, I'll suck your dick right now. And then at that point,
I'm sure she did, but the other two cops said no. And then she tried it the third time in the station.
That was clean. It was 8:20.
Damn it. See that one. Okay. Is that what you wanted, Dutch? You fucking asshole. Is that what you wanted?
How would you want it?
All right. I got what you.
All right, Marie, you're going to read the next story. I mean,
can it be a Maxim story?
Sure.
It's not sexy.
Oh.
Aw, no way.
Or is it?
Okay, what is it?
Bryan Cranston.
Is that still a magazine?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, this is crazy. Bryan Cranston.
Oh, I wanted to read it. You take over all my things.
Go ahead. Yeah, well,
yeah. Oh, no, please don't tell me Bryan Cranston's going to do a sex change now.
No, go ahead.
God, I hope so.
Hopefully. Nope. The opposite. Bryan Cranston is turning into more of a man. In fact, he's turning into LBJ.
Yes.
Whoa, he's going to get polio braces?
No.
Thinking of FDR.
That's Franklin Roosevelt.
Okay.
What about Lyndon B. Johnson?
That's the one.
That's who we're talking
about.
That's
what we said.
Oh, yeah. I thought he got sick.
That picture in the chat room is Cranston as him.
Oh, okay.
He looks like De Niro.
Yeah. Wow. He kind of looks like him, too. That's a weird thing.
Bryan Cranston looks like De Niro doing LBJ.
Yes, that's what I just said.
I think it's the glasses. No, I heard you, John. I was agreeing with you.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't sure if my mic was on.
Yes, I heard you. Bryan Cranston looks like a Breaking Bad ass president. Ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, shit.
Can you explain it to me?
See, because Bryan Cranston used to be in a show called Breaking
Bad.
That
wasn't Marie's bad joke. That was Maxim, by the way. Just want to be clear here. That was Maxim's joke.
To be fair,
that wasn't even Marie's joke.
So somebody got fired?
I didn't get fired, though, because it wasn't my joke. I'm just the messenger, guys. Don't shoot me.
Shoot her!
No, she's I don't want to die! No.
Cranston, best known for playing...
I will get to it!
Well, you're taking forever.
People keep shooting me, that's why.
Fair enough.
Nice
I'm
shot.
Literally getting shot. Cranston, best known for playing meth kingpin Walter White in Breaking Bad.
Now, what's that?
Walter White from Breaking Bad, the thing I just explained, the thing I got shot at twice,
Daredevil.
Has transformed seamlessly from public enemy to leader of the free world. HBO has released a new image of Cranston suited up for the TV movie adaptation of Lyndon B. Johnson's biographical Broadway play, All the Way. Wait, Broadway play?
Broadway play.
Is he going to be singing?
Broadway play, All the Way.
It's not Broadway musical. It's a play.
Oh. Well, plays can sometimes have songs.
And She's My Bae.
Don't do that.
Please don't ever say that again.
It says the HBO movie is based on...
Huge fan of Kanye.
Stop it.
Being gay.
How come I get shot, but none of these assholes are getting shot?
I don't have a gun.
Because we're being funny.
Well, you're just rhyming. HBO's movie is based on Robert Shenkin's Tony Award-winning 2014 play of the same name, which also earned Cranston a Tony for his role as the 36th U.S. president. Physically and emotionally, Brian completely channels LBJ. All the way director Jay Roach told People magazine, "We just filmed him and Lady Bird in the Oval Office after JFK's assassination. LBJ has arrived as the accidental president. He's almost overwhelmed. In spiritual support, Lady Bird touches his cheek and dick. We melted like we went back in time and witnessed a
Hey,
private...
adding words is my thing.
I can do it too.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm good at it. I'm good at things.
He says Lady Bird. All I think is Hank Hill from King of the Hill.
Lady Bird.
Yeah, we don't watch that show.
Nope. And we melted like we went back in time and witnessed a private heart-wrenching moment between these two great people. All the Way will air on HBO in 2016.
It's really, he really looks like him. It's fucking crazy.
I just really love how Malcolm in the Middle, he's the only successful person there and everyone else failed miserably.
Speaking of failing upwards, rapper Pitbull named ambassador of Florida tourism.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who named him? Did he name himself? Because I'm pretty sure he elected himself as Mr. 305 and then promoted himself to Mr. Worldwide.
He's fucking, he's his own corporation. Miami-based rapper Pitbull is part.
I hate Pitbull.
But I love Miami subs.
I actually enjoy his work ethic. He's very hardworking.
Yeah.
I mean, by ripping off songs from every other Latin type of song ever made?
Excuse me.
And then making rap around it?
You're a DJ.
Sure.
You're a DJ. You don't play his shit?
Oh, I do. Only by request, and because that's what everybody wants to hear.
How much do you love this song?
I hate this song.
Huh? What do you hate about it?
Because it is like the oldest Hispanic song ever, and he just like, is like, oh, nope. He did like a dice thing. Bop, now it's mine. Like, what the fuck? How is he getting away with this and not getting sued?
Rappers do all the time.
No.
I know, but he's the worst.
No, but this is the smartest thing since Little John, where he takes something popular like alcohol and sings about it so clubs will play it, therefore getting people to buy said drink and then drink it and then get drunk and then party harder.
Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
I see in a couple years Pitbull running for mayor of
absolutely
win.
I agree. Miami-based rapper Pitbull is partnering with Visit Florida to promote the state's tourism destination. Pitbull, whose real name is Armando Christian Perez. Visiting Florida's newest Visit Florida's new ambassador. He will film upcoming video for the single Sexy Beaches in Florida. Pitbull's videos have more than 6 billion online views, and he has had a number one hits in more than 15 countries. Pitbull, who is more than a 100 million social media following, will use the feature Visit Florida, hashtag Love Florida. Oh, that's going to turn. That hashtag is going to turn on Florida. So bad.
What is it? Hashtag love Florida.
Hashtag love Florida. Every time there's a Florida story of someone doing something stupid, everyone's going to put hashtag love Florida.
Well, yeah, I prefer our hashtag Pitbull. Florida as fuck.
Through the partnership, Pitbull will promote Visit Florida during the New Year's Eve concert from Miami on Fox.
Miami.
I would love to see Pitbull-centric Dead. Meetings.
Oh.
And he'll do a week-long takeover on the Elvis Duran and the more... and the morning show on iHeartRadio.
What? What the fuck is Elvis doing?
Pitbull is certainly Mr. Worldwide, but he is also a native Floridian with a true passion for the Sunshine State, said Paul Phipps, chief marketing officer.
He's still Jenny Florida. From the block.
Royce, didn't you throw a turtle at him?
I threw a foot soldier at him. Thank you very much.
But Paul Phipps or Pitbull?
No, at Armando Christian Perez.
Yeah.
Aligning our two brands not only allows us to have Florida ambassador who can help tell the authentic story of the state's diverse travel experiences, but also a Cuban guy who now gets away with saying the N-word for some reason, and this is a platform to reach a new generation. He does. I can't get away with it.
That
but
is
he
something
can.
That's funny.
And that's
Hispanics
fucked up
to say, but
right?
They get a pass, and it's so strange.
I don't understand. I don't get. I'm Cuban. I'm going to pass. I don't.
That
know,
is the weirdest thing that has like developed in the last 10 years. Yeah. Is that like. Okay, so every minority is allowed to say that word now? Is that okay?
Apparently.
Even Asians are saying it. Like Far East Connection, we're saying it in all of their songs. And yes. They're all Asians.
You guys are just haters. Pitbull is the new
Pitbull.
Pitbull.
He's not new anything. He rips off classic songs and just...
You can't prove that he does. Name one song he ripped off that was classic.
The one we just played.
Nope. I think you're lying. What's the original
song? You can't just say nope because you know it is too.
Listen, I am all for people who start out with nothing and then take shit and then market shit and then people buy said shit and then he gets super, like, it's not his fault people buy shit. He's just capitalizing off of it. And I say all for it. If he can get people to buy shit, then do it.
Remember when Kesha was attractive?
No.
Me neither.
The worst one was when he stole that song from A-ha, The Take on Me. Dude, when I heard that, I'm like, how was he? Either they had to have signed off on this, or the record label paid a shitload of money to have this as a sample.
So fucking what? Fall Out Boy has a hit single right now where it's ripping off the Munsters.
How did they get away with that?
I had no idea.
Really?
How can you be angry at Pitbull?
Yeah, it's called Uma Thurman.
Yeah, have you heard it?
I've heard it, yeah.
That is the most... I don't understand why people like this.
How can you... like a pop punk band. Like when Green Day and Blink-182 was big, these guys were like kind of like the underground scene, and then they just change everything.
See, you can't be mad at Pitbull.
Sellouts.
You can't be mad. You cannot be mad at Pitbull when Fall Out Boy is doing this. He only learns from his surroundings.
No, Pitbull's been doing it way longer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the world we live in. Other people were doing it before Pitbull. He wasn't the originator of stealing other people's songs and rapping over them.
I understand that. I mean, like, Led Zeppelin wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for black blues artists. We've established that over the years. But he is, it's so blatantly obvious with every single one of his songs. It's like...
And he's unapologetic.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I prefer Pitbull over Kanye because Kanye thinks he's a genius, and Pitbull's just like, I'm just some asshole from Miami. And
fuck you guys. I'm just going to make money.
He's just like, I'm just trying to fuck bitches.
I'm like, 29. And I look like I'm 39.
You know how much sex he has?
Ugh.
Thank you. I was looking.
You got to find the A-ha song.
I was looking for Pitbull memes to see if I found one that I actually liked. And I do like this one. It's just a picture of him. And it says, if Pitbull can make it as a successful rapper, anything is possible.
Feel the moment. Is that the one?
And now.
Oh, I got it. Oh, no.
It's this one.
Yeah.
Pitbull makes it. Oh, this one.
Listen, they even do the riff like a dude.
Las Vegas,
let's go fast.
Pitbull, Las Vegas.
Can you believe this?
No, I've heard it. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yes, I do believe it. I've heard it.
I'm just saying, like, how unoriginal are we just as a country at this point? We can't even make movies that weren't previously books.
It doesn't matter, Dutch.
Mr. 305.
It's all
about...
Are you
still playing the Pitbull version?
Nope.
It's all about partying, drinking, and sex. And he knows how to do those three things. It doesn't... Anything else doesn't fucking matter. It just doesn't matter.
What's perfect, though, is because he picks songs that, like, you know, the mid to late 20s would enjoy, but these are all songs that were put out before they were born.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's not dumb. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh, he's a marketing genius. Don't get me wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't make it any less thievery. That's my point.
You're a thievery.
Hey. That's the name of a band, and I will not credit that.
Okay. That's fine.
Just a hater. But you are.
Yeah. Me or her?
Both of you. Next one.
I'm not a hater. I'm loving him. In fact, he should sponsor McDonald's. He'd probably turn that company around.
No, they're already doing that. They're serving breakfast all day.
Yeah, but not Pitbull breakfast.
Anything, he's going to bring breakfast to Miami Subs because he owns half of those.
Yeah, knowing the plagiarizer that he is, the Pitbull McDonald's breakfast would just be Burger King's breakfast.
All right.
Okay. Woo, Joel.
Sorry. I was reading the next article, so not paying attention to you.
I was listening, but it wasn't funny.
I know, that's why I'm heating up over here.
All right, so Royce, what's this one about?
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this. What's it was too wordy.
It's getting hot in her.
It was good. It was really good. It was. I liked it.
Somebody write that
I need
down.
To mark
should use that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I need to mark that one down.
There you go.
Did I bomb on that one? Wow, Joel.
Aw. Cable box rentals, a needless $19 billion industry.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty interesting.
Did this one already make you angry earlier today?
Yes,
did you read the whole article?
Part of it.
Did you seethe internally for a little bit?
Yes.
Or am I going to bring up hurtful things
from
today?
No, you can bring
today?
It up. You're not going to open a wound.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
One of the least glamorous realities of the American cable industry is a relic invented in 1948, the cable box. The box has become a fixture in the American household, not least because it is surprisingly profitable. Earlier this year, a U.S. Senate study found that American households pay $231 a year on average renting cable boxes.
Yep.
Further, the report estimated that 99% of cable customers rented their equipment, and across the country, that added up to a $19.5 billion industry just renting.
$19.5 billion, right?
Yes, with a B.
Now,
renting cable boxes.
Now, I'm sure everyone remembers those digital cable boxes. Now, why is it you don't need them?
The senators who commissioned the study, Ed Markey of Massachusetts and Richard...
Ed Markey Mark of Massachusetts?
Uh-huh. Wait, Markey Malarkey?
Yeah, Markey takes no Malarkey Mark?
Well, it's Ed Markey takes
no... Ed takes no Malarkey Markey Mark?
No, it's just... It's not
Ed Markey. Doesn't take any Guff McGruff?
No, it's not McGruff. It's Markey.
Sure? Okay.
Ed Markey.
Sorry, go ahead.
And Richard...
Ed Markey of the Biz Markey franchise?
That's the one. The one and the same.
That's the one.
Wow.
That's the one. And Richard Blumenthal of
Connecticut.
Wait,
Richard Blumen Onionthal?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Noted that this dependable rental avenue gave the industry little incentive to innovate and make better cable boxes, which...
The thing is, most TVs now... could probably handle all the channels that are coming in. There really is no need for a box anymore.
Yeah, most TVs are smart. They have for a smart, basically connected to an Ethernet cable or Wi-Fi, and it's a computer.
Which begs a really good question. Why aren't more people purchasing their cable boxes?
Because more people are fucking trailer trash assholes that can only deal with Comcast.
No,
there,
I'm going to go with the people are dumb.
Yep.
We
haven't paid for cable in a long time.
Behind door number two, Sean.
Hey.
That's one of the concerns of a recent report from the Federal Communication Commission in an effort to encourage competition in the cable box realm. The report found that for most consumers, choosing not to rent a cable box can be an IT nightmare, one that involves lots of time, research, and upfront costs that most would rather not deal with. Renting a cable box has become the path of least resistance, even if it's costly and generally terrible.
Fucking Nathan, and I just caught this going back to Pitbull really quick. Mr. 305 isn't even his last name. He stole that from an area code. Unoriginal piece of crap. That's fucking... Is that Nathan of the original Hippo Juice in the chat? Jeez.
Nate Dog.
Holy crap. Nathan in the house.
Boop, boop. Nate Dio Double Dizzle.
But if companies were required to make their services compatible with other equipment, that all might change. Some are hoping the FCC will let me be and let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it'd be so empty without me.
Wow.
What?
Well, that's what it was. She read what it said.
That's what it said.
Oh, you caught me off guard on that one.
Thanks, Riz.
Good job.
Well, we have a best of for next week. Go ahead.
Some are hoping that the FCC will finally pry this beloved revenue.
Fucking nailed it. But hold on. She nailed it on one take.
Thank
you. One take, Sarkeesian.
Lopez.
God damn.
Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez. we'll finally pry this beloved revenue source from the cable industry the way it did the telephone industry. Before the 1968 Carter phone decision.
Nathan, I remember that decision. I was really mad.
Nathan in the chat room says, it is. I'm communicating to you via cable box right now. Fucking Nathan.
Now, Jill, you remember the 1968 Carter phone decision?
That's when everybody said Nick Carter was the best.
Consumers had to lease phones from AT&T to have a landline.
That was yeah.
Holy shit! That's right. Awful.
Yes, I remember that.
That's how they did it back in the day. I remember my mom telling me about that.
Mm-hmm. Wow! But then the FCC ruled that the Carter phone, ring, Carter phone. A third-party made device could be connected to the AT&T network as long as it didn't do any harm.
Like what?
I don't know. Like spy?
Okay, well, that's a good point.
Communist Russia?
You're right.
The decision led to a flurry of innovation for the telephone.
And punches.
Yes.
And Mick flurries.
Yes.
You're a phone!
Yes. And some are hoping that by requiring cable companies to accommodate competing devices, a similar revolution might take place. Though the cable industry has tremendous lobbying power, and it'd be interesting to see how they'd react to this regulation.
Probably fucking, they own everything. Doesn't NBC and Comcast, and they own the planet now? And
yes, they do.
Warner
There's
Brothers.
There's basically four companies that own everything at this point.
Yes, yep. There are.
No, it's actually four Jewish people that own all four companies.
Okay, that's just racist, man.
But what? If, well, hold on, Dutch. What if he's accurate?
Is it accurate?
Racist if it's accurate? I think it's right. As a matter of fact,
economics, I know, but
like
man.
In this new day and age, you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, you are.
In this post-Obama world, you can't.
Right,
it's called Herschel Economic Stein.
In this post-Ferguson world, you're not allowed to say that.
In this post-Independence Day world, you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, you can say welcome to Earth, and that's about
Y'all
it.
Y'all be dead if it's for my David.
And what is that smell?
See? We got it here.
One solution proposed
they
in the
They call us Hippo Juice Pulse on America.
Terrible movie that was.
It was so good.
They don't call us that.
They are now.
They call us other things, but not
Hashtag love Florida.
Uh-huh. Florida as fuck. One solution proposed in the report is that cable services could simply be accessed through an app. Consumers would.
Now, what's an app?
It's a short for application.
Mm.
It's the software.
What does an application do?
It's software that you could use, you know, to do things.
That's like the soft ice cream, right?
Okay, so if I use an application on my phone, I can get a job?
Oh, yeah, you could, yes.
Well, if you use the applicator on your penis, you can prevent.
Now, my yes. penis comes with an applicator?
Also that. You guys are all on the right track.
Okay, good.
I like where you're going.
Urinary track?
Oh, no, not that one. Consumers okay. would buy their own devices and access cable services the way they would access Netflix. Some budget-conscious consumers are cutting their ties to cable and the hassle that comes with it. There are already those who opt for streaming services such as Apple TV, Roku, or Amazon Fire. But if cable became an app and companies made it easy to own a box without sinking huge amounts of money and time, it might just be the best of both worlds.
See, I don't even the cable. It is true what they're saying. Their lobbying power is the only reason because there's so many other ways to watch stuff. Like if you have a Chromecast or a Roku, like you said you had, Sean. Like it's so simple to watch everything now.
And a baby could
the
do
size
it.
Of a Roku box is tiny.
It doesn't take up any space. It's like 2.5, 3 inches by 3 inches.
And look at your digital cable box. It's the size of an old VCR. If you guys have a digital, had one before, you know what I'm talking about. It's huge. It heats up. I think it has uranium in it. Like, I don't understand it. Mm. I don't get it.
The only reason is gigantic.
The only reason why the cable box and cable companies still exist is sports, because no matter what you do, there's something about the quality of a live streaming game that they haven't been able to replicate yet as far as like doing HD. Like, you know what I mean? Like just live programming.
I guarantee you they have it, but here's the issue. NBC, which owns Comcast, has 50% of the NFL's games. So why would they even try to move it to internet? Because there's the issue right there.
Well, I mean, connected. They have streaming sites for it, but that's the only reason why. Like, everything else is kind of like recorded shows, you know, movies, all that kind of stuff. You can let it buffer if you need to or whatever, and they come up in like high quality. It's the live broadcast programming. Sports being the major one of those things because you want to see it in real time.
Well, I think it's also now that once everyone starts getting faster internet, that'll be need more right. possible. Like that, if that Google Fiber goes everywhere, everyone you could stream fucking four games at the same time, no problem.
Oh yeah, dude, yeah,
but you know, I mean, I have a Chromecast, that's what I use, but same shit, Roku, it's all the same shit. But you know, we've been without cable for how long? At least a year, Marie?
More than that,
probably a year and a half, and we
are so happy.
I've never.
How do you watch the Dolphins
about,
though?
What do you mean? How do I watch them? I have
online,
dude.
Yeah, but it's
or
not
a sports bar.
good though.
No, it's great if you find the if you use XBMC and you find the right, because now XBMC they break up like, you know, different bit rates. So if you go even HD, if your internet connection can handle it and ours can, you go watch it perfectly fine.
I was gonna say I have those different streamers that I use as well, and none of it's good.
Once we get to the point where we can grow our own internets. Like, I'm so tired of paying for any of these stupid technological services. I'm surprised that I didn't think that back when I had cable, I could buy my own cable box. I didn't even think of that. And now reading that people used to rent telephones, now I feel stupid.
Yeah.
Because I'm I'm just in that boat. Like, I thought you just rented a cable box. Like, where do you... You don't go to the cable box store.
Hey, you lease our... They still get you, too. Even with internet, we lease our router. We don't own it.
That's true. And oftentimes you lease telephones, you know, instead of buying your cell phone, you lease it. And yeah, so I guess it's still happening. But it's just like, ugh.
Yeah,
I just hate cable, and it makes so much sense. I watch every show,
and for anything that's not on Netflix forever, there's plenty of other apps that you could find that not are in the Play Store or whatever that still could get you every movie and everything. I mean, we literally watch new movies when they come out a couple weeks after in the theater, so it's really not a need to sit there and interact with other human beings.
I don't know if you want to admit that on the air.
No, I get screener copies.
Just saying.
I get screener copies.
For the show.
I'm sorry. No, Dutch, nothing illegal.
For the show,
to review them.
The best part about not having TV is not watching the new sensationalized dumb shit.
That's true. You don't know what's fucking news. That's great.
It's like you read what you want to read, and you don't have to read 10 different articles talking about the same shit if you don't want to. Because the news is just dumb. And I can follow weather whenever I need it. I don't have to be updated every 10 minutes or 15 on the 15s or 10 on the 10s or
nobody
whatever.
Nobody watches the news for the weather ever.
That's not true. The news is the internet for old people.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just talking about anybody in our generation. I mean,
I know that.
I still have cable because I do enjoy just, you know, well, like a hungover Saturday, just sitting down and turn on SportsCenter and not having to find like a clear stream of it. You know, just going boom,
you know what's
SportsCenter, bam. Or if I want to watch like a treehouse building show, I put that on. Or Home and Garden Network.
You know what's funny is...
Or DIY Network.
Like local news. Even as little as 15 years ago, you could be a local news reporter and everybody would know you in the town and you get pussy all the time. Now you go on a date and your local news reporter, they're like, oh, really? That's interesting, I guess. Is that like the internet? Like, I don't have cable, so I don't even know what you do. You know, it's not even a job like that's impressive anymore.
Yeah, there's no more local celebrities anymore.
Yeah, there really isn't. I mean, everything is, you know, Mr. Worldwide like Pitbull. Going back to that, but.
You had to.
So we shouldn't rent cable boxes.
You know, I got angry earlier today. I learned.
Prove it.
Well, no, I get angry all the time. So I learned that there's this TV show called MasterChef Junior. Have you ever heard of it? It's on Fox.
Ooh, you are angry. That show stinks.
What is that?
TV is awful.
Exactly. Since I don't have cable, I don't know the stupid shows that Fox puts out. But it's a TV show run by Gordon Ramsay where he has kids cooking food
Does
to become
the next...
Does
he scream at them?
It's basically Top Chef, but with kids.
Yeah, he screams at kids.
He screams at children.
But then he's nice after he makes them cry because then he feels bad because they're kids. So it's kind of funny.
Show the light side of that British prick.
So anyways, I didn't know it existed, but for business reasons, I had to know one of the kids that had passed through season 2. And I read it, and the kid's like 13 years old, and he's already met like the president, and he has his own restaurant, and he has his own spice thing, and all this stuff. And he's like been cooking since he was 2 years old. And I just went, what the hell am I doing with my life?
Here, I think I was trying to pull up a clip so we could see it.
Eggs as you possibly can.
Oh, this guy.
Sunny side up egg.
Actually, this is the exact clip I watched earlier today to find out what the fuck is this show. Fast forward halfway through till you see where he's chastising one of the kids for not doing as good of a job. Keep going. Okay.
A pan-seared salmon with a mustard maple glaze and broccolini squares.
You have to find where he makes the
This looks like my mother's cunt flaps.
Orange, Jesus, Gordy.
Orange, pink.
There's a little blonde kid in a bow tie that... Not this kid.
Oh, yeah, this is one of the other... wait, is Gordon, like, sharing judging duties now?
Yeah.
It used to be just him.
Okay, he makes this kid cry. But then he feels bad.
This one?
No, you went too far. There was a kid that was rubbing his eyes.
My God, find it!
Medium,
as opposed to
I'm trying. I'm nervous.
It's the entire...
There it is.
There, this kid.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, see, he's already making him feel better. Remind a little bit more.
Missing.
He's already yelled at him.
I was gonna say, I want to see this kid cry. Go back further.
Because, you know,
okay. Okay. No. That was it.
And you're.
He's starting right
there.
Now. He has a frowny face.
Slightly underwhelmed.
Wait, hold on. Back it up a little bit because he's already frowning. Did you know he sucked?
There
his dumb bow tie.
There you go.
It tastes delicious. Rice is slightly overcooked and the peppers are undercooked.
Yep.
I just expected you to be a little bit more elaborate. And I have to be honest with you because, you know, we're looking for the best youngster. Mm-hmm. And you're normally up there, so I'm just slightly underwhelmed.
I invested one ingredient into a foam, but I let that fall.
Yeah, I can see that, young man. Here's the thing. You've got the right to be disappointed. I totally get that. You know, you can't expect to be at the top of the class every time.
Yeah. And
he is not good with children at all. Can we just get to that point?
Well, no, he said that they know they're in a competition. He's giving him critique. He was like, it's delicious, but this, that. It was just like,
guy, you don't understand. This,
like
this is a fucking 10-year-old kid who is trying to make a French foam, and because he screwed up making a French foam, and now the kid's like, I'm sorry that I only gave you a delicious meal.
I couldn't make fucking French toast when I was 10.
Back it up, please. I need to see a little bit of this one again.
Okay.
Just a little few. Yeah, there you go.
What did you marinate it in?
In soy sauce and ginger.
Mm-hmm. You're
perfect, in. Right? So it tenderizes the meat, breaks down the fat content. It tastes delicious. Rice is slightly overcooked and the peppers are undercooked.
Yep.
I just expected you to be a little bit more elaborate. And I have to be honest with you because, you know, we're looking for the best.
Yes.
And you're normally up there, so I'm just slightly underwhelmed.
I invested one ingredient into a foam, but I let that fall.
He's starting to cry.
It's like as he's explaining, he's just breaking apart.
Oh God, I consider myself.
This kid is like a food
prodigy. Greatest man in the world.
He's a food prodigy. He was making a fucking French foam. He's like, I let the foam fall.
This kid can fucking cook the shit out of 99% of America. And Gordon Ramsay shaming him at 10.
You wonder what happened there? Is Gordon Ramsay did the whole, like, you did good, but I'm slightly disappointed. Like, because he did the whole, I expected you. You were my pride and joy. You were my crown jewel.
You're the older brother. You should know better. Better.
And that bow tie doesn't match with your shirt.
Fucking, hold on.
Here's the thing. You've got the right to be disappointed. I totally get that. You know, you can't.
But you need to go to the back and we're shutting down this kitchen. We're not serving a meal.
And the other kids are like, oh God, I can't wait.
Oh, fuck.
Wait.
Fuck.
If he's giving him this mine part of a time.
This little girl has mine's way shittier than his. Oh my shit. God.
She's just like, I didn't eat
I just put pepperonis on toast.
in this dish and be like, sorry, chef, I shit in this
expect
dish.
Expect to be at the top of the class.
He's crying.
Yep. And I'm just amazed that you had 7 ingredients and it looks like you've had 3 ingredients to cook with.
The other kids are like, love
Ramsay. Like, fuck you, kid.
You know, you can't expect to be at the top of the class every time.
Yep.
And I'm just amazed that you had 7 ingredients and it looks like you've had 3 ingredients to cook with.
This kid is taking criticism so well, too.
Oh, he's not. He's crying. Look at that Muppet smile or frown.
Oh,
yep.
He's so sad. No.
Come on, bud.
I actually have audio of the kid backstage.
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
That's the face he's giving.
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot.
Come here. How do we get upset? Come
he's
on.
Hugging him.
See, now that's Gordon Ramsay's sad because he made
said.
A kid cry.
I don't get upset. I just told you that basically you had 7 things to work with. Looks like you only used 3, you lazy piece of shit.
Nate said
that's how the kid took it.
Nate said this is the beginning of the kid's downward spiral to fry cook at Waffle House.
You know, I used to be somebody.
And with 7 ingredients, you've created such stunning dishes.
Now he's on his hands and knees.
There's something missing. And it looks a little
he's
bit
leveling
bad.
With the kid.
But he's still, notice he's still insulting him.
He's still berating the kid, going like, no, this isn't acceptable, you dumb fuck.
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can agree on that.
Yeah.
And when I look at your imagination and see what you've done so far in this competition...
You're a piece of shit. You're an utter piece of shit.
That is not your best plate. Mm-hmm. You've nailed the steak, okay? Yeah. It's cooked perfectly.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the rice is overcooked.
Apparently, Logan won this season.
Yeah, well, not only that, but Logan has his own Wikipedia page. I just
Jesus, Rorschach, why would you... Spoiler alert, you dick.
Really?
It's from season two. It's been long
really,
over.
Dutch? I sent it to you.
I am TiVoing it. Hello.
The flavor of that flat iron steak is mind-blowing.
Okay.
Okay? Come on, get your head up.
Okay.
Good man.
He looks
come
like
on,
a little...
Come on, pussy.
Yeah, don't be such a fucking asshole.
Get your head up.
Fucking!
I just love how it's like Gordon Ramsay just makes this kid start crying, and then he puts his hands on it and he's like, "It's okay, you're not super
you're
awesome.
Good boy.
It's okay,
good boy.
You're not going to be as good as me because you're a small little boy.
Because you're a dumb little kid,
and I'm a grown ass man.
Come here, come here, come here.
You just like totally overmodulated yourself.
I'm sorry.
Or is it the internet?
Is the internet?
It's not.
Oh, no.
You are a robot.
Oh, no. Everyone is a robot.
Everyone is a robot.
Here, let me call you all back.
Yeah, my connection actually went red. Yeah, whatever. We'll keep going. Yeah, we're back up now. The internet just went down for probably Verizon again. It should be back in a second.
All right. Dutch, are you better now?
Am I better?
It'll fix in a second. It was fucking Verizon probably dying on us.
You guys sounded okay on my end.
Yeah, yeah. It'll fix up.
You sounded like a robot.
You were a robot for a little while.
For how long, though? Because I was being really funny.
Well, probably
no,
not.
No, you weren't.
You weren't.
That's the thing we know for sure.
Why don't you just do it again?
Yeah, say it again. Maybe it's funnier when you say it again.
I doubt it.
Touch?
It'll be great.
Yeah.
But no, this kid's like already a prodigy. He has like two spice rubs.
He's a fire starter?
Yes.
Oh, you were the worst.
What? That was a good joke.
He has two spice. He has his own spice blend for a Logan's Rub and
Logan's Rub.
That's what it's called, Logan's
it's
Rub.
Not a Logan's Run.
And then he has an egg seasoning called the Good Egg. Both kind of sound like
they both
sexual.
Really sexual, right?
Yeah.
Logan's Rub and the Good Egg. Holy shit!
Also,
that sounds like Food Detectives.
Also, he also became a Shorty Awards finalist this
of his,
year
because just because of his size.
No, because of his food blog.
Okay.
Because he has a food blog. He's 13. What have you done with your lives? All of you.
Entertained thousands of people.
Yeah.
Well, he's entertained millions.
Had my ass waxed on live radio.
Oh, I've never cried in front of Gordon Ramsay.
That's true.
Well,
confronted my would-be rapist.
How was work today?
Oh, wrong one.
Pretty good.
Sorry.
What was it? Hold on. What else, John? There's a few more here.
My buff baby. All right.
Let's see.
Gotten spanked, paddled, shot, electrocuted,
tased
on the air. Tased on the air.
Holy shit.
Had sex on a lifeguard balcony.
He's done pretty good for himself, you got to admit. He's doing good.
We're just talking about just air related stuff, but we paged through a lot of shit over the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Oh, I wore a clown mask and showed my wiener.
He did do that.
I forget what happened.
Remember, I think we were getting trolled or something, and I wore a clown mask, and then I put my wiener in like a coin.
This was before I was on the show. This was the early days when you guys got attacked by 4chan.
No, this was like
after you were there,
like a couple years ago.
They got attacked by Foreskin.
Yeah.
Weren't you also holding a gun and you put your dick in a sock?
Yeah, I put my dick in a sock.
Your dick was in a sock. I remember this episode.
And I was holding my Kalashnikov.
Also, you're a certified scuba diver, Nathan. Point out.
Yes, I am.
There is that.
Okay, so he's doing good. You're doing
Speaking
good.
Speaking of Nathan, you did, right before we went on the air, you punched Nathan in the face and you guys destroyed a door.
That's right, we did
You and
that.
Nathan got in a fist fight.
Speaking of Nathan, I guess, I keep denying it, but apparently everyone else says that I jerked him off in a
firehouse parking lot.
Parking
you
lot.
Did. You jerked Nathan off in a firehouse.
I remember that.
Parking lot.
I had sex with a millionaire's wife or girlfriend.
He did. Hey, he did. He did. That is true. He did. That is something that
he
is
did
very,
do that.
I know because I heard it. I seen it.
Yeah, you seen it.
I seen it.
It's
awesome. You seen it and you heard it.
You know what, John? I have a pretty good life, man. It's not too bad.
When you look at your resume, it all kind of adds up.
I was going to say, fuck this kid from Junior Top Chef.
Yeah, fuck Logan's rub down or whatever. Fucking dickhead. His fucking good dick.
Oh, that's right. Yo, when I put my wiener in a sock, that was when Ryan wasn't all up about like religion, and it was a Craigslist ad.
Oh yeah.
To get gay guys, and turns out Ryan ended up being gay after.
Yeah, we used to be really weird back in the day.
We did get really weird. also now I'm really disappointed that none of you made a Jared Fogel joke about buying Logan's rub.
Ah, nah.
You should have. Now it's
I
too
regret
late.
It. I regret it now.
It's too late now.
I regret it.
I regret nothing.
A New Jersey daycare worker allegedly staged and filmed children in a fight club.
How old?
Like a reenactment?
Like if they were like 3-year-olds, that's fucking hilarious. If they're 11, that's brutal.
Let's find out. Two former employees, ages 4 to 6. Two
what
former
happened?
Employees of child daycare center
they
have,
got fired?
Have been charged with instigating fights amongst dozen children ages 4 to 6.
That is fucking hilarious, dude.
The first rule of Children's Fight Club is you do not talk about Children's Fight Club.
Oh, I want you to hit me so bad right now.
Erica Kenny, 22, in Cranford, and Chancey White, 28, of Roswell, both are charged with fourth-degree child abuse for alleged...
Fourth?
Apparently,
because they had to break the fourth wall.
For alleged fights in the Lightbridge Academy daycare center of South
Africa. Labeled as hilarious by police reports.
His name, her name was Erica Kenny. Her name was
Erica Kenny.
She said
they made a lot of soap.
Kenny additionally is charged with third degree endangering and the welfare of a child. The fights were staged on at least one day in mid-August, according to the Union County Assistant Prosecutor.
Did they say it was filmed?
Kenny accused the recording video of fights with her cell phone and sharing the video clips with several friends on social media via Snapchat.
Oh, I wish I was following that
Someone
Snapchat.
Someone please find this fucking video, please.
Please.
He said that in the video, Kenny can be heard referring to her activity as a fight club, quoting from the book and movie of the same name, encouraging children to enrage.
Now, what movie and book is that?
Oh, Logan's Run. Going back
book
to that.
Book of Mormon.
Approximately a dozen boys and girls at the daycare center can be seen in the video clips clips shoving each other to the ground and attempting to strike each other, he said. None of the children involved look like Jared Leto, but they're believed to have suffered any serious injuries. Lightbridge Academy issued a statement saying there was an incident on August 13th when two former employees urged children to push and shove each other on the center's fenced in the playground. As parents and caregivers, we are shocked and saddened by this isolated incident, said Brenda Febo, Vice President of Sales and Marketing of Lightbridge Academy. We have zero tolerance. We're going to have a zero tolerance policy. That's great, because I hate those daycares that have some tolerance for fight clubs. This is awesome. Febo said the 18-year-old child care company is cooperating with prosecutor's office and has said it's been in communication with Meatloaf. The company was previously named Rainbow Academy and has more than 20 different locations in the state. We sincerely think our parents are dedicated staff for their support and patience, Feeble said. Union partner Danielle Frost, whose son was in White and Kenny's class in 2013-2014, said she's shocked to hear about the news. It's really freaking me out at the moment, she told. I want to go home.
I have the video. I think they actually have some footage of the fighting.
Might as well play it. Go ahead.
There we go.
John, there are two employees who are under arrest, two young women who have since been fired from the Lightbridge Academy here in Cranford. This happened a couple of weeks ago, the Union County Prosecutor's Office just releasing the details. And as you said, this was a quote-unquote fight club because the two employees now fired are accused of video recording kids under their care, encouraging them to fight in at least in one instance, uttering the words fight club. We can't tell you how
hilarious
parents are about this because they've been walking out all afternoon with copies of a news release of a statement that the Lightbridge Academy has been handing out to members of the media. That said, we haven't been able to speak to any parents because it would appear that they have been encouraged not to say anything for whatever reason. We did speak with the vice president of operations for Lightbridge Academy. We'll get to what she told us in a second, but we want to tell you exactly the details of what the Union County Prosecutor's Office says exactly went down here. They said that these two employees were caught recording video of the fights with her cell phone and sharing the video clips with several friends on social media via the Snapchat app. Now, Snapchat, if you're not familiar, is an app that you can post video to.
All right, we know what it is.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they would show, like, something.
We wanted to see the fight. Come on, news. You're supposed to, like, instigate us into getting all riled up and shit.
Here, hold on. Listen.
A dozen boys and girls, according to the Union County Prosecutor's Office, at the daycare center could be seen in the video clips shoving each other to the ground and attempting to strike one another. We spoke with a woman who runs a neighboring daycare center. We also spoke, as I said, with the vice president.
She said that daycare's a bunch of pussies.
Here's what they had to say.
It really is a serious matter. And I'm not allowed to talk about it. Parents are entrusting their children.
At Lightbridge Academy, we're completely appalled at the incident that has occurred here. And we fully support the prosecutor in the investigation. We've cooperated with them from the beginning. And we fully support the course of action that they have taken on this matter.
Lightbridge Academy does not raise no pussies.
Yeah, well, she'd also get a haircut that's not from the 80s. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Ooh, is this a new version?
Yeah, it's
I
a
like
new,
it.
I'm trying to find covers of the Portal songs. All right, guys. Stay tuned tomorrow for Cousin Joe. Make sure to stay tuned this weekend for Halls and Roshek and the Sully Show. And
Brains Do. They finally figured out a time.
Brains Do. Well, they're on whatever. I just uploaded their show from yesterday. Why don't you put your camera back on, weirdo? Thank you, guys. We appreciate
Stop
it.
Stop yelling at me.
We did some overtime for you, so you're welcome. We're out of here.
2 minutes of overtime.
Yep.
Remember when we used to do bonus shows?
Nope. We got to do a draft. We got to do a draft tonight, so you should stay on Skype.
I know.
All right, guys.
We could do a live draft.
We could. She was a
lot like you. Fuck it. Maybe not quite as heavy. Now little Stay tuned an hour from now. Maybe you'll see a live more like radio draft.
We don't know. So I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your short, sad life left. That's what I'm counting on. I'll let you get right to it now. I only want you gone. Goodbye, my only friend. Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been